once again, if you check your schedule, you'll see that it was supposed to be a student standing here.
我们如果看我们课程安排表，应该是学生带领早祷会。
But by the power of persuasion of two people, I am standing here before you once again.
可是因为人很有口才，两个人有口才，我今天还是站在这边。
But I thank God for this opportunity.
不过还是感谢神赐小弟这个机会。
They've asked me to continue with sharing some testimony for as our encouragement for prayer.
我被鼓励继续分享我的见证，为的是鼓励弟兄姐妹在祷告之前做个勉励。
As I mentioned in the last testimony, that I spent 24 years in the Air Force, U.S. Air Force.
我上次做见证，那个机会提到小弟在美国空军待了24年之久。
And during that time, I did a lot of jumping out of airplanes.
那这个时段之间，我是跳降落伞的。
84 jumps, to be exact.
我总共是跳84次。
And it takes quite a toll on your body after a while.
那其实跳这个降落伞对身体是蛮劳累，蛮触动身体的。
And so through the years, my knees and my back were damaged.
那由于跳这么多次数，一年复一年这样的做，我的背、我的膝盖都有些受损。
I had retired from the Air Force in 1989.
我是1989年从空军退伍。
Up to that time, I had two knee surgeries.
那在那时候，我已经膝盖这个部分开刀两次了。
And prior to my being baptized, we were having a family service in our home.
在我受洗之前，我们有一次在我们的家家庭聚会。
I take that back. It was actually after I was baptized.
那应该是受洗之后的事。
And one Sabbath morning, because I had just had a knee surgery a week earlier, so I was not able to kneel down on both knees.
那由于因为我之前一个星期膝盖动手术，所以那天安息日早上我没办法跪下来祷告。
Even though my wife kept trying to encourage me to kneel down, I said, my left knee, I just could not kneel.
我太太是鼓励我试试看，可是我左边这个膝盖真的是跪不下去。
So I would kneel on my right knee, and my left knee would be sticking straight out.
所以我跪的方法就是右边的膝盖全部下去，可是右边的左边的膝盖是抬起来这样跪。
And during that prayer, suddenly I felt a very warm. It felt like a warm hand that was pressing, massaging on my knee.
我祷告的时候，感觉有一只很温暖的手在替我的膝盖按摩。
At first, I thought it was my wife trying to force my knee down to the floor.
首先，我第一个意念是我太太是硬要把我左边的膝盖也压下去跪下。
But when I opened my eyes and looked, there was no one there.
可是我张开眼的时候，并没有人在我身旁。
And so as I closed my eyes and continued in the prayer, I still felt this hand.
我闭上眼睛继续祷告的时候，我还是有感觉到一只手在摸着我的膝盖。
And by the time the prayer ended, I was kneeling on both knees.
在祷告结束的时候，我真的是两膝跪下在祷告。
There was no pain.
那这个疼痛完全的消失了。
God had completely taken it away.
神已经把我的痛完全的把它止息了。
And you can imagine the joy and the tears that I shed.
那你们可以想象我当时有这个体验，多么的喜乐，多么的感动，流泪。
I hadn't even asked for that.
因为我甚至连求这种意志都没有。
But God knew what I needed.
可是神，他知道我的需要。
And then in 2001, my back really began to bother me. I'd always had some problem through the years, but in 2001, it got to the point where I just couldn't bear it any longer.
后来在2001年的时候，我的背真的是不行了。我之前是有脊椎的问题，可是到2001真的是忍不下去。
So I went to the doctor, and he took x-rays, and did an MRI, and he said, it's not a matter of whether you need the surgery, it's a matter of whether are you ready.
所以医生做了一些诊断，他照了 X 光，还有做了一些其他的测验，他结论是，问题不是你要不要开刀，是要什么时候开刀。
And I asked him what he meant by that.
那我问他，你这是什么意思？
He said, well, the surgery, the recovery is quite long and it's also very painful.
医生说，我动手术之后，这个复健的过程非常漫长又非常的难过。
He said, you will have to wear a back brace, from the chest all the way to the hips.For 6 months.
医生说你必须六个月之久带着从胸部到你的腰部一个架子来支撑你的脊椎。
So during that time, you will not be able to drive.
那在这个时段你无法开车。
And you will also be taking a lot of pain medication.
那你也必须吃很多止痛药。
But I figured the pain that I was going through at that time would probably be worse than the pain that.I would go through during the recovery, so I agreed to the surgery.
那我当时想，我当时真的非常的痛，我想复健的痛应该比不上目前的状况真的痛，所以我同意要动手术。
The surgery involved they were going to have to remove two of the discs in my spine.
那这个手术就是要把两个脊椎的脊椎盘，两个脊椎盘从我的脊椎挪去。
And that they would take chips of bone from my hip and insert it where those discs were.
然后从我的腰的这个骨头把它抽出来，放入这个两个盘的地方。
And they would put rods, titanium rods and screws to support the spine.
然后用一些螺丝，还有一些一些短的一些双支撑的一种系统来放在我脊椎。
This is called a spinal fusion.
这个是叫做脊椎结合。
Because those bones that they take, the chips of bone that they take from my hips actually fuse together and begin to grow into my spine.
因为这个从我腰部所取出的骨，它是放入脊椎，让它在那边。长把它就是结合在一起成为一块。
Now the doctor told me that normally when he does operations on the spine, he likes to actually cut the belly open and go in from the belly to operate on the spine.
医生告诉我他自己比较认为可靠的方法就是脊椎靠刀要从前面切入，从肚腹这边。
Because going in through that way, the healing process is quicker and there's less.Danger of paralysis.
医生说从前面这样切开复健的时间可以缩短，而且比较减少的这个麻这个瘫痪的危险。
But in my case, because there was such compression in my spine that he wasn't sure if he would be able to do it through the belly, then it's most likely he's going to have to go through the back.
可是这个医生说，因为我的脊椎的状况，我这个是算我脊椎比较有这个压紧的现况，所以他说他不确定，可能必须从后面开刀。
And so on the day of surgery, I was in the pre-operative room.
那动手术之前，我是在预备手术这个病房里。
And they were preparing me to give me an injection, to start the IV and give me some happy juice, as I call it.
那在那边，他们打点滴又开始打就是麻醉的药。
And the doctor came in and he was actually quite happy and he says, "I've got some good news for you."
那医生进来，他非常乐观的说，我有好消息。
He says, I think I can go in through the belly.
医生说，好像我们从前面肚子那边切入是可以的。
He said, I looked at your MRI again, and he says, I think there's enough room for me to go in through the belly.
我看你诊断的这个结果，我们从前面这样切，好像有足够的空间。
And he explained again the why it's better to go in through the belly.
他又解释了为什么从前面是比较好，比较适合。
And he said, the choice was up to me.
那可是他说决定还是由你。
And by this time, that medication was starting to take effect, and I was getting a little bit sleepy.
那这时候麻醉药已经有一点效了，所以我有一点有睡眠的感觉。
And so I just asked him, I said, can you give me one minute?
所以我问医生说，可不可以给我一分钟？
And all I could do was just in my heart, I could only say one thing.
那我心里只能再想一句话。
I said, Lord, let whatever comes out of my mouth be according to your will.
主啊，求你我现在口中出的话是按照你的旨意。
So he came back into the room and he said, have you decided?
所以医生他退出了这个病房，他后来又回来问我说，你决定了吗？
And I said, go through the back.
我就说我们从后面动手术。
Are you sure?
从背动手术。医生说，你确定吗？
Because the incision is about 10 inches.
因为这个一个就有十寸之长。
And I said, go through the back. And then I went off into happy land.
那我说从背开刀，然后我就进入甜美的梦想了。
The surgery was only supposed to take 3 hours.
原则上开刀的时间是三个小时。
I was in the operating room 11 hours.
我待在这个动手术的病房有11小时。
Because my heart stopped twice.
因为我心脏有两次停止。
They had to shock me.
我们必须以休克来使心脏重新跳作。
And so after, while I was in the recovery room, the doctor came in.
在我手术完毕之后，我在病房的时候，医生来看我。
He said, "Why didn't you tell me you had heart problems?"
他告诉我，你为什么没有告诉我你有心脏病
？I said, "Why didn't you tell me? You're the one that did all the exam beforehand."
是你做诊断，你为什么没有告诉我
？He said, "He told me my heart had stopped twice, and they had to shock me, and he said that."I gave them a real scare.
然后他医生告诉我，我手术的时候心脏停止两次，真的把他们吓得半死。
I said, "You're scaring me right now."
那我说是你现在把我吓得半死。
And he says, "It was the best decision you probably made in your life."
医生就跟我说，你当时说从背开刀，这是你一生以来应该是最正确的一个决定。
He said, "Because once I got in there, I realized."I wouldn't have had enough room.
因为我们动手术开始，我就发觉，如果从前面我们开始开刀，绝对没有足够的空间。
He said, and then if we had cut your belly open and all your intestines and everything on the outside, and the problem that we had with your heart, he said, you wouldn't have survived.
那医生说，如果我们从腹这边切入，你的肠子都会跑出来。那因为你还有心脏病，所以基本上你是没有存活的一个几率。
You know, I thank God so much for that. Just that.Brief little prayer in my heart.
我很感谢神那一刹那，那一个小时刻的祷告默祷，神的带领。
And I could experience the power, the love, and the mercy of God.
真的在那短短时刻可以体验神的怜悯、神的恩典、神的大爱。
I want to shift for a moment to something that the doctor had. The condition I am in right now is not related to that back surgery.
那我现在身体的情况是跟当时脊椎开刀无关。
I had a condition, and I know he's not going to be able to tell, but ankylosing spondylitis. I have enough trouble saying it. Ankylosing spondylitis.
我是有一个免疫力系统的一种疾病。
Basically, it's an autoimmune.Disease.
它是免疫力系统自己控制自己的一个疾病。
Where my immune system is overactive.